from KQED.
Okay, pop quiz. What famous person said the following? This generation has altered the composition of the atmosphere on a global scale through a steady increase in carbon dioxide from the burning of fossil fuels. Okay, time's up. Those were the words, if not the voice, of President Lyndon Johnson in 1965. And you might call him Exhibit A in a lawsuit moving through the courts today and brought by plaintiffs far too young to remember LBJ. KQED science editor Craig Miller has been following the case of 21 young people who sued the U.S. government over climate change.
The suit was first filed 2 years ago by plaintiffs who now range in age from 12 to 21.
This is a social rights violation, contributing and promoting climate change because it affects our economy, it affects housing opportunities, it affects, in very serious ways, health.
That's Kelsey Giuliana from Eugene, Oregon, whose name is on the case, Giuliana versus the United States. She and her fellow youth plaintiffs contend that for decades, the federal government has shirked its duty to protect them from the ravages of a changing climate, and thus deprived them of their constitutional right to life, liberty, and property. The young plaintiffs will appear in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco this morning, where judges will hear oral arguments on whether the case can move forward.
The Trump administration is very scared of our case.
That's Phil Gregory, a Burlingame-based lawyer who's representing the youth plaintiffs pro bono. But really? The federal government? Scared of a bunch of kids?
What it will do is it will place the science in the courtroom.
That is, the Trump administration might have to convince the court that the science linking global warming to things like rising seas and catastrophic wildfires is still too shaky to constitute a danger. The science that 97% of climate scientists endorse. The Justice Department declined to comment for this story, but its court filings have sought to have the case thrown out. In a motion filed last summer, the government argued the case would place a staggering burden on the Trump administration. That's because it would have to dig up federal documents about climate change and energy policy going back decades. Legal expert David Levine at UC Hastings Law School says he'd be surprised if the case actually gets to trial.
Yes, because, it really is swinging for the fences to have this small group of plaintiffs trying to bring this case against the federal government to effect this massive change in policy.
But Jacob LaBelle, now 20, says without that massive change in policy, his generation will bear the consequences.
Years from now, Trump and his cabinet, they won't be the ones dealing with starvation and refugees and resource wars and all that stuff, We're the ones who's going to be dealing with that.
So the youth plaintiffs want the courts to force the federal government to set a course that would drastically cut the burning of fossil fuels and reduce atmospheric carbon dioxide, the principal greenhouse gas, from more than 400 parts per million back to about 350. That's a level that scientists say could also dial back the worst impacts from climate change. Impacts that LaBelle says he's already feeling from wildfires near the family farm.
This summer, for the first time in my life, in the 17 years that we've been farming in Oregon, the smoke was so thick and so bad that I had to wear a heavy-duty construction mask while working outside.
But is a courtroom the right place to settle the science of climate change? Some, like Stanford climate scientist Ken Caldera, have their doubts.
It's a little bit like you're going into a casino because you don't know what judge you're going to get and what ruling you're going to get, and so if it ends up sort of embodying bad science into bad law, then that could be bad.
Bad because it could give the feds a free pass on climate policy or, as the young plaintiffs see it, permission to continue ignoring it.
I feel like as a whole society right now should be really ashamed.
Avery McCray is the youngest plaintiff in the case and in that sense might have the most at stake. But at the ripe old age of 12, she's not naive about what's blocking progress on climate at the policy level.
I think a lot of the choices that are being made for money. And what a sad thought that we're putting that before all the beings on this earth.
A new study from Stanford scientists suggests that most forecast models have likely been understating the pace of global warming. I'm Craig Miller, KQED News.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, Hope Lab, and the Dirk and Charlene Kabsonell Foundation.